Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a very special request this morning, too, that I would like to make mention today. Okay.
From Neva.
Okay.
Neva's asked us to continue to pray for her brother, Dean Krober. Okay. He had AFib yesterday. They're giving him a blood thinner, and they are planning to take him off of the vent soon.
Okay. And let me have that one. Let's pray for that one first, and then pray for your sister, Renee. Okay, can we do that together? Let's pray for those two together. Father God, I just come before you today. And Lord, I pray for Neva's brother, Dean. As we speak this out, Lord, and this request goes out to several, and many have heard it before, we pray for Dean, Lord, that you would just begin to strengthen his heart. Lord, I pray for his family right now, that all are there with him. Lord, I pray for Dean. I know they're giving him blood thinner. I know they're planning on removing the vent soon. And so there's just this time of this life, Lord, that many questions arise that we don't have the answer for. But we trust in you and we have faith in you, Lord. We pray that you would touch Dean today and heal that body. Lord, minister that family as well. And Father God, we pray today for the sister. Lord, we just pray for Monica's sister right now, Lord, that you would minister to her, touch her. Lord, that you would open up her eyes and let her see. Open up her mind and let her understand. Open up her heart and let her receive. Lord, we pray for a transformation in this life, a lifting up today, O Lord, of encouragement to know right now is the day that a change is being made in the heavenly realm, and it's coming back down into her very soul and vessel right now, this day, in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen and amen. And Father God, I have a very special request today. I pray for Jasmine and her little baby, Travi. Lord, I pray today for the healing in Travi. Lord, I pray that you would touch this little body and touch this little man. Lord, I pray that you'd be working on his veins and working on his heart and working on his lungs. Lord, allowing him to breathe on his own. Lord, allowing him for his heart to beat on its own. Lord, I pray for these veins to close off so the heart doesn't struggle so bad. Lord, I pray that even this moment, a miracle can occur, a miracle in this little, he's only like 4 or 5 weeks old. Touch this little baby today and bless him beyond the doctor's imaginations. Bless him, I pray, with healing to flow in that body. And Lord Jesus, I pray for Jasmine. I pray for a covering in her mind and a covering in this mother's heart in the tragedy that she's been through already and all the hardship that she's faced. Let her faith and her hope rise in you, Lord. Keep her in her calmness and her peace. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Gateway Church is located at 4772 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors there and would love for anyone to come just as you are and join them for any of their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church East City or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City, OK. Service times are: morning worship is at 10:30, Spanish service is at 2 p.m., Sunday evening at 6 p.m., and Bible engagement has been moved from Sunday at 9:45 to Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. And then following that is the Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. If you have any questions, you can contact them at 580-225-4646. And if you are new and attend any of the services, mention this ad and receive a special gift. So go and see and receive what God has in store for you at Gateway Church. We are stronger together. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. The Refuge Church at New Liberty. They are located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. If you have any questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
So, Brother,
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Barber Nice and Ford in Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters, and Ford is America's brand. We want to give thanks to America's veterans. So all veterans, please join us for lunch on Friday, November 11th from 11:30 to 1 at our dealership. We are thankful to every veteran. And lunch is on us, as well as great deals on every Ford just for you. That's the Barber Dyson difference, only at BarberDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour Power. Sorry. You are tuned into the Hour Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Kevin Aiken. His title for this morning is Faith Comes in Cans.
Yeah.
Open your can, y'all.
That's a good way to put it.
Open your can.
Open your can. You can do this. You can do this. We're talking about how God can. And he can, and he will, and he's able to do anything and everything that you need him to do. Faith comes in cans. God can. Jesus can meet your need. Whatever you're in need of, he can meet that need. And then the last one that we're going to talk about is that you can. Faith comes in cans. You can do all things with Christ who strengthens you. And we know that scripture. We know what it means to us and how it fits into us. We understand that God is able, and he can do anything that we need him to do. God created the heavens and the earth, and he is able, and he can do whatever we need. Jesus wants to meet your need. Those needs that you have in your life, he's already given us his full glory. He's already given us what we actually need if we'll just live in it and walk by it in faith. Philippians 4:13 says, and this is the one that we already have quoted, but this is where it comes from, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is Paul writing to the Philippian church as he writes this out to the Philippians. It's Philippians 4:13. And Philippians chapter 4 is just a great chapter. It's a great chapter to go in and memorize. There's so much in that chapter that you can really gain from, glean from, and have that in your life. Have it as a necessity to call back, to reach back upon. But this is just one of the go-tos. It's one of the favorites. I can do all things. I can make it through this. I can face this trouble. I can face the brutes. I can face the bullies. I can face and overcome those attacks that want to come against me and crush me and pinch me down. I can make this work. I can find the way out. But there's got to be something more to it than just knowing where that faith is. I love the verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But do you know how many people quote that and then they stop right there? There's got to be actions behind your words. There's got to be actions with that faith. There must be actions with our faith that actually makes our faith show up. Let's see if I can explain it this way. I hope that you understand this. The faith that has been gifted to us to have in Christ, that Christ can do all things, it is not totally, completely designed so that you obtain the victory. Whew. Do what? The faith that has been gifted to us so that we call on Christ, he meets our need. It's so that we will live by that faith to demonstrate it to those that are around us, that they too may also believe in Christ. Now that's the complete form of it. The complete form is not just so that we can go, yes, I got victory. The complete form is so that I can say, listen, I know how to get the victory. I know how the victory is obtained. I know that how we can do this. Believe in Christ. Believe in Jesus. It's so that we'll continue to go out and speak those words. It's by that faith that makes the difference. James writes it this way in chapter 2, James chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. He said, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, it's dead. Faith by itself is dead. You got to have something that goes with it that supports it. But someone will always be there to say, you have faith. This is still in James chapter 2. He says, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works and I will show you my faith by my works. I'm not just going to say it. I'm going to act it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to live in it. I'm going to go by it. Faith must have a can-do effect. Faith has got to be working. It's got to be active. It's got to be moving. It's got to be going. It's got to be standing there strong and true all the time. Faith is what has a can-do attitude, a can-do effect, a can-do work ethic. We can do this. We can live by faith. I can stay off of drugs. I can stay away from alcohol. I can stop gambling. Listen to that. And you go, I can. But if you do not finish it up with, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's my faith, the faith that makes the difference. It's the faith. By that faith, he's going to touch me. By that faith, he's going to heal me. Without my faith, it's impossible to even please God. But with my faith, I have a can-do attitude. I have a can-do effect. I have a can-do, this is going to work this way. Here's the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Matthew 17, 20. Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. This is the story of Matthew in chapter 17, where the disciples have come and they said, you know, we can't do that. We can't move this. We just can't get there. And Jesus said, because of your unbelief, you can do nothing. Because of your unbelief, nothing's going to happen to you. This is the same passage where Jesus said to them, unbelief. If you don't believe in God, you're not going to get anything. With man, this is impossible to believe this way. But with God, all things are possible. With God, it's possible. With Jesus, it's possible. Where's your faith? If your faith is just wrapped up in man, it's not enough. If you want to speak to that mountain and move that financial mountain out of your life, you got to have faith in Jesus to move that mountain. If you are, wow, oh man, I don't know who this is or who I'm talking to, but if you're in an abusive situation and you feel like there's not a way out, you feel like you can't get out, you feel like everything is wasted, even if you're to the point to where you feel like, oh, heaven forbid, but you feel like you deserve this, how wrong that is, how devastating that is. That is a deep, dark lie from hell. Listen to me. Jesus can get you out. Have faith in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Hope in Jesus. Move out of that. Be delivered from that right now in Jesus' name. It is not impossible. It's impossible for man, but not impossible for God. Believe in Jesus. Ask him, move that mountain out of your way in Jesus' name. Don't know who that's for, but get out of that. Call for help today in Jesus' name. Let me share another one with you. This is Paul writing to the Corinthian church, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. I love this scripture. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens. You can do this. That faith comes in cans. You can do these things through Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Go there. Circle this. Mark this down. Make this your word. There was a time that I was in Bible college, and I had been encouraged by one of the professors to go back to a tutoring session and go back to a high school because I don't have the intelligence that it takes to even pass any of the courses in college. That's what I was told. I now have 4 degrees, but that's a different story. once they told you that, they say, go back. You can't do it. You've got to reach down. You got to grab something deep down inside. I know this doesn't sound fair, but it's true. The devil uses people to come into your life for no other purpose but to tear you down, to pull you back down, to pull you down. But the key elements of the devil, what he does, I don't want to give him credit, but I'm just not ignorant of his devices, and somebody needs to hear this. If you're not driving, do this for me, okay? I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to picture a man, just a healthy adult man standing on a chair, a good solid wooden chair. Just picture that, all right? You see that man standing there. And here comes another individual, another healthy man comes around, and that one single healthy man grabs a hold of the man on the chair, grabs his arms, and tries to pull him down. But the healthy man on the chair, he can withstand the one man. He can even pull back. He can resist back. But it's difficult. He can't pull him up on the chair with him. But even that one man, by keep working and pulling, he can literally pull that man off that chair. He can fight. The man in the chair can fight back. He can resist. He can push it back. But the man on the ground keeps striving at it and pulling him down piece by piece. He'll pull on a leg. He'll pull on an arm. He'll grab him by the belt and he pull him down. Can you see that? And the man in the chair is starting to grow weary. Now, this is what the devil does. He catches you in that weary moment. Now he'll send another one and another one and another one. Now you've got four others coming in, and they're pulling that man on the chair from every angle, going to pull him down. Okay? You see it? You still there with me? But now picture this. A bright light turns on above the man in the chair. A bright, brilliant light. And down from the ceiling comes Jesus. Just picture Jesus. See Jesus, see his face. What does he look like to you? Any picture that you've ever seen, what does Jesus look like to you? Picture him there. Get that appearance. Get that presence of the Lord there at that chair. Put yourself in that chair. And when Jesus comes down, do you see the other four begin to scatter? They begin to run away because they cannot withstand Jesus there with him. The old devil would love for you to think that you don't have a helping hand, but by faith, in your faith in Christ, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Your faith in Jesus Christ will always stand by you. Your faith in Jesus Christ, it doesn't come with just the presence of Jesus. It comes with the light of Jesus, the strength of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, the hope of Jesus, the power of Jesus. And now all the darkness has to flee away. Now let me read this to you again. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Grace is Jesus. All of Jesus will abound toward you. It comes to you in his fullness, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, no matter what the devil wants to pull you down. If he's pulling your leg, pulling your arm, pulling your belt, pulling your hair, trying to pull you down, he will not work, because in Christ, the grace of God, he will give you all sufficiency in all things. And have an abundance of that grace, you will accomplish every good work. The devil will not be victorious. He cannot pull you down. You are going to pull him up. Now, let me show you another illustration just real quick in conclusion. Now it's not a chair that's in the middle of the room. Now it is a very wide, strong platform. And it's not just one person standing on that platform, but it is a group of people standing on that platform. And the devil comes in by one person, and he reaches up and he tries to grab one person to pull them off of that platform. But the whole group gathers around the one, and they end up pulling the one from the floor up on the platform. Do you see the illustration? By the way, if you can see this in your mind, it is a great youth illustration. Use it this coming weekend in your youth ministry. Use it tonight in youth ministry. It's great. Think about it. Get them on that platform, pulling the one up. Listen, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be teaming together with our faith in Jesus, pulling that one that wants to pull us down. We want to pull them up into the presence of Jesus. That's our purpose. That's our goal. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He is the grace of our sufficiency. So Let me conclude with these few marks. What is it that you want to accomplish for God? What is it that you want to accomplish? You can do it. You can do it, but you got to have faith in God. What is it that you need met in your life? What is it that you need Jesus to meet you with in your life? What is that need? Let me tell you, you can do it by faith in Jesus. What is it that is attacking you? What is coming against you? What do you need to overcome today? What do you need to get past today? You can do it by your faith in Jesus Christ. So my title, Faith Comes in Cans. Grab that old can. Grab that can of Popeye. You're being crushed and squished. Squeeze it even harder and let faith pop out and get that faith in your life. Faith can really move anything in your life that needs to be moved. Let me pray for you today. Father God, I come to you in faith, believing that you are able and willing to move, to meet, to make. Lord, you're able and willing to do all things that we need today. Lord, I don't know who I spoke to earlier that may be in that abusive situation, but I pray today that you send a helper by, send a number by. God, send an insight by to that person. Maybe they're still listening to me today. I pray to Lord that you will help them today to get out of that. Lord, I pray for those that have been held captive by drugs and alcohol. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will speak to those drugs and speak to that alcohol, and it will not have an effect on that body that you created for your purpose. The drugs and alcohol will not move them anymore. No more. They are blocked off right now in Jesus' name. And that addiction has to be broken away in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for those that are striving and trying real hard to follow your word and to follow your ways. I pray for those, Lord, right now that are doing everything they can to walk this life in Christ. I pray that you strengthen them and that you increase their faith. And Lord, you give them power beyond measure. In all sufficiency, let grace abound. Whew. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. And if it was you that Kevin was speaking to, please, please, I want you to call.
Amen.
You don't have to text. I want you to call. If that was you, there is help.
Yes.
There is safety. Please don't hesitate. Call 580-485-0837. I know you're scared. I know we will help you get a plan and help you escape.
Amen. Amen.
Please don't hesitate.
Amen.
I will have that phone on me.
Amen.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our handsome brother in Christ, Pastor Kevin Akins. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, I got a quick announcement. Can I throw
Yes, and I'm sorry. I forgot to ask you to share about your church location and times.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Our church is out on South Randall. Go find us. It's got big triple crosses out in front of it. Would love to have you. Just find out the time. Come on. But I do want to announce this, all right? This is for the whole community. This is through Ministerial Alliance. November the 20th, 6 p.m., is our annual community church service. Annual community church service. It will be held at Gateway out on West 3rd. They announce here all the time, too. It'll be out at Gateway Church. Pastor Chasten and they are hosting it. Him and Brooklyn are hosting it. It's going to be a great time. It's open for anybody, the whole community, November the 20th, 6 p.m. Please come out and be a part of that. We'd love to have you, all right? We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come on.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Amen. Bye-bye.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find the rock Christian music and take us with you everywhere.